Okay, so my name is not Csaba Németi, but Csaba Németi. Okay, okay.
Welcome.
Of course, it's a little difficult because it is a Hungarian name, and not everybody knows how to pronounce it exactly. So it is no problem. I know it is maybe a bit difficult. Okay. I am going to have a talk about scaling support in TK 8.7, and this is a small table of contents, and here is the abstract. I'm sorry for this. Yeah. Okay. Maybe let's see. No, okay. So this is the abstract. Okay, these are a few topics. You can read it. Actually, I don't want to spend too much time with this page. Instead of that, I will show you what was the motivation actually for this work, which I am going to present you. Probably all of you know this widget demonstration program that is bundled with every TK distribution, and I will show you how it looks when using the last, the most recent official TK release 8.7 alpha 5. First of all, I must say it looks horrible. It is really, really not ready for production use. This scroll bar is so thin. Let's see, for example, this, yes. If you have good eyes, you can recognize here on the right side, these are some option buttons. Check buttons. And on the left side, these are radio buttons. But they are so tiny, so this is really not the expected behavior. Just imagine you want to convince a newbie to use TK, and if he sees something like that, his first reaction will be no, sorry. So this is not what I want. What is the problem? This is a scaled display. Let me show you exactly. So scaled by 150%, but this is quite usual. This is a common thing. If you buy a laptop nowadays, it has at least full HD. Resolution, and this is the standard scaling. 150% is the scaling which is good for this resolution and for this size. I have a 14-inch display. So, as you can see, TK is simply not ready for this constellation, for this common thing, working with a scaled display. And this is just one of the many, many examples. Let me show you something else. Maybe the Clem theme. Let's take, can you recognize anything here. Maybe you have better eyes than me, but it is really not as it should be. So everything is much too tiny. So the old theme, Clem theme, D4 theme, so all the themes have just tiny check buttons and radio buttons. The list of countries, so really not as it should be, yeah. Or let's take a canvas script, a building floor plan. Oh. And so on. Nearly all the demo scripts look terribly. So this was just one of the reasons for my work on this subject. And now I can tell you, in the latest. Version of TK, things look really totally different. In a few minutes, you will see how they look now. If you take a freshly built TK built from the trunk, and so I would say then everything looks as it should be, as it should look. Good. Now back to a little theory. Actually, the next page. All this work is already a few years old, or at any rate, I started working on this subject in 2020. I have a small package called ScaleUtil. This package has been part of TableList. It's just a sub package to TableList and to ScrollUtil. So these two packages, two libraries, contain a subdirectory with several utility packages, and ScaleUtil is one of them. So I started to work on this subject by developing this helper package, ScaleUtil. There is a main procedure called ScaleUtil scaling percentage. And this is called automatically if you just write package require table list or package require ScrollUtil, the classical or the tile variant of them. And what you get is the current DPI scaling percentage. 100, 125, and so on, up to 200. There is even there are cases where the real scaling percentage is much bigger. Maybe if you work with a tablet or even a smartphone, you can have quite a large value. At any rate, these are the most common values if you just work on Windows or on a Linux, whichever. If you have this value, then you can decide, for example, to deliver your software with images for these DPI scaling levels. So actually, you have to prepare images for unscaled displays and for displays that are scaled, like in this case. But actually, you just cannot know what your next user will use which display percentage. So actually, you should have a really portable application. The application should cope with all kinds of platforms, with all kinds of scaling levels. This is, for example, what TableList does, and Scrollutil exactly the same. In all these distributions, I bundle images for all these scaling levels. And in the last release, I also bundle an even better variant, namely SVG images. So if you have SVG images, that is the best way to be prepared for any display scaling, because they are unlimitedly scaling aware. SVG images are scalable, and it is your responsibility to make sure that they are really, that they are also scaling aware, which means that they know how to scale themselves. So that is, I will show you what I mean by that. Okay. What now I have done for the core, for the TK 8.7, I have introduced two new variables. Scaling TK, scaling PCT comes from percentage, and SVG format is as you can see, the scaling percentage is the current display scaling level of your display. How I get this value? This is a bit tricky, because it is easy to get it on Windows. It is easy to get it on the Mac, but it is awfully complicated to get the right value on Linux, on X11. It depends on whether you are working with GNOME or with KDE or with XFTE or with Mate or if GNOME or KDE, whether you are working with GNOME or KDE on X11 or on Wayland, and so on. So it is rather tricky and complicated. So this was the main task to get to develop a method which is part of the core, and then it contains a lot of technical stuff which are actually not important for the programmer, for people who are developing ethical software. But it is called once, and the result is this scaling percentage, and it should not be your task to deal with this rather technical and tricky part of the whole thing. And the second variable, which is important, is for the case that you use SVG images. SVG images, for example, image create photo, and then you have to pass the format option, and the value of this format option is what you can see here. This is just this the value of this variable. So this is quite, and it should really be quite easy, quite simple for the end user. I mean, end user as the end developer, of course. So it should make your life easier. So your life as developers. There were, of course, a lot of other steps, and then this is a small history here. What you can see, of the steps involved in this subject. The first, in chronological order, quite important. It was quite important steps was introducing support for SVG. There is this TK SVG extension developed by Christian Gollwitzer, and this extension was later integrated in the core. Again, thanks to Harald for pushing this. Thanks to René, who initiated it, who wrote a tip, and he also, as far as I know, delivered code based on Christian's code. Christian Werner was another contributor. Next step, and quite important step, was for the case for the X11 TK was to replace the font sizes which were in pixels by fonts specified in points. Then there was another problem. On Windows, things look better, but the check button and the radio button widgets didn't scale as they should, because there was a bug in the implementation of the check button and TTK check button and radio button widgets. So that was my small contribution, that I found a way to fix this bug. Then, as mentioned a few minutes ago, these two variables that are now in the core and are also documented. Then, next step was to replace the raster images, GIF images, with SVG images. That was originally again an idea of Harald, and Harald started this action. And I said, okay, I have already a lot of stuff from scale duty, so why not continue this work? And so I found hopefully nice images, not by me, just some open source images, and now I will show you later what they look like. Then there were a lot of TTK style options. All nearly all, but maybe so. Really, all of them were in pixels. Again, with pixels. Why pixels and why not points? Okay, and so it was mainly the work of Jan Neidmans to find all the places where they could be replaced with specifications in points, and that is quite important. He started this work of replacing these, and I myself also did some work. So now we have a much better version where everything can be specified in points. Then you remember these tiny check buttons and radio buttons. In the new version, they are no longer tiny because we replaced them with their indicators now are based on SVG images. That was joint work with Brian. Again, thank you, Brian, for the very, very pleasant and fruitful collaboration. I then continued that work, and I replaced also the TTK check button and radio button indicators with the same method for these themes. So now we have really good looking check buttons and radio buttons, and so on. The rest is maybe not so important, and not so. Yes, of course, everything is important, but these were the most important steps. And of course, because I showed you how horribly the Vigi demo looks, of course it was also important to make this scaling aware. Okay. Now I will show you that I am not lying, and now I will show you the new version. So I have here in another tab. I have now the same application, Vigi demo, but now by using the last, the most recent trunk version of TK. Let's start with the same widgets, labor frame. So I think now you don't have to. You don't need very sharp eyes to recognize that they are really check buttons and radio buttons, and they have also the proper size. They have the base size is 16 times 16, so that this is for the unscaled version. But of course, now in this case, in this display, their current size corresponds to the display scaling level of the display. Do you know the scaling level? I showed you it is 150%, but this is quite tricky. This is what what you can see here, yeah? But actually, here on this desktop, it is actually 200. Why 200? If I call XRDB query, the DPI value is 2 times 96. And this is why it is 200. So internally for TK, TK sees a display scaling of 200%, and this is what TK has to view as the current view, and not what you could see on desktop level. So, as I said, it is a bit tricky, but this is again such a thing, because GNOME or what I'm using here, Cinnamon, is based on GTK3, and GTK3 is not able to scale things by a fractional factor, and for this reason, scaling is actually done by using an X11 extension called XR, and so this comes from resize and rotate. So this is just an X11 extension, and the whole scaling is based on that extension. So this is why it is also. Do I have to hurry? But not before I show you. Okay. These TTK widgets. For example, no. This is the default, completely different look in case of the default theme. The clamp theme looks similarly as before, but it is improved. The old theme is also similar to the previous look, but it is also improved and is totally completely scalable, so scaling aware. So you have to know the old theme was not scalable at all. The check buttons on Windows were also not scalable. So now is everything based on SVG, and everything is scalable, scaling aware. You don't have to do anything. It appears just as it should look. Yes. Just a few other examples. This canvas demo, a building floor plan. Now I would say this is a little nicer. And okay, I have understood. I don't have much time, so. This is the last example I want to show you. This is the famous Goldberg demonstration. It is really a very, very nice example. The first thing I did here, I have added this small button to make place for the whole canvas, and now we can also, for example, increase the speed. Okay, and let's start it. So we can also increase the speed now during the whole action, and okay, and this is the result. Okay, now we have to click to continue, and now we could repeat the demo. Back to the theory. I just want to tell you, all this is nicely documented here, because but I have no more time. So you can have a quick look at that page, and you can have a quick look at this setting.
Yeah, of course. For the rest of the UI, that's totally fine. But specifically for scrolling, on Windows at least, and I think on Mac too. Like Linux is, I think, very, very inconsistent with this. But I think on Windows at least, I'm sure there's a setting where you can set the number of lines that it will scroll per notch of the scroll wheel. And so TK uses did use pixels for that, and now it uses a value dependent on the resolution. And in Windows, it's natively it's a number of screen lines that you can set, and it would be really nice to have this in TK.
See, originally the text widget had for example for the scrolling with the mouse wheel, so it was in lines in items. And this was changed in TK 8.5, and now the text widget has bindings that work with pixels.
Yeah.
And what I now did is, I have made these the scrolling in pixels. I have improved it, and now this scrolling also takes into account the current display DPI scaling. Mm-hmm. So no longer just by 50 pixels, but 50 times whatever the display scaling is. Mm-hmm. I am not happy at all with this so-called improvement of the text widget. Scrolling by pixels, but that was not my invention.
Yeah, it's out of scope for this. I just wanted to ask you because you worked on this, maybe.
Yes. I'm aware of this nonsense.
Thank you. Next is Josu.
Yeah. Hi there. Just a quick question. This new function name, the scaling PCT, that's the one that you created?
And sorry?
FMT as well? Those two?
Yes.
Okay. Then a question. Why PCT and not the whole word percentage? And FMT instead of format? Is there a size naming convention for the function names? Yeah, it's bothering me.
This is something for the lazy programmer. So he doesn't have to write so long word. I'm a lazy programmer.
Yeah.
Maybe you not, but I think I'm not the only one here. Yeah.
So. Thank you a lot. Are there any other questions? Okay. If you are interested, of course, you are all hackers. Look to the especially to the Linux version, how the scaling factor is found out from the operating system and
Java.
Java really tried all Linux desktops and wrote special code for each one. So just to avoid hard code
I had to. I had to.
Yeah. So it is really half year of heavy work. And we are where the German group always, he was sitting there and his wife was knocking on the door and he said, no, it'll work. So thanks a lot.